This goes to Crystal Morrissey, MORRISSEYPAC, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Jean Otto, OTTO, date of birth May 15th, 1951. Dear Crystal, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Otto with diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was June 5th of 2023. She did see an electrophysiologist in Midland who didn't feel she needed any treatment, but she does get severe symptomatic bouts of atrial fibrillation, and she has requested a second opinion, and she'll be seen at one of in Carson City in March for further evaluation and a second opinion regarding possible ablation or other treatment for the atrial fibrillation. And her weight is down 17 pounds over the last 7 months also. She states that sugars are fairly well controlled and she is doing well. She has been started on Ozempic and she's on just increasing the dose to 0.75 milligram once weekly. And that seems to be doing well. She's also started magnesium, and she takes 400 milligram every other day, and she believes that's really helping her feel much better. And she's on lisinopril, 5 milligram daily since her last visit. Also, I want to highlight torsemide, 10 milligram daily. She's anticoagulated with Xarelto, 20 milligram daily. She's on Lipitor. Metoprolol is 100 milligram twice a day. And Sotalol, 160 milligram twice a day. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no dyspnea currently. As long as she's in a sinus rhythm, she feels quite well. But she begins to feel weak and dizzy and will actually pass out if she goes into atrial fibrillation. Physical exam, weight is 216 pounds, pulse 83, and blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff, 150 over 80. Her neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension and no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular today, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites. And a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done December 21st, 2023. Creatinine is improved at 0.85. Estimated GFR is now greater than 60. Her calcium is 9.1, sodium 138, potassium 3.6, carbon dioxide 22, albumin 4.2. Your analysis showed 3-plus blood and 1-plus protein, negative for UTI, though, according to the patient. She did have 4-plus bacteria, though. She was treated with antibiotic and actually did feel better afterward, so possibly it was normal flora that was causing the problem. Assessment and plan, one, diabetic nephropathy with preserved kidney function and actually improved kidney function. Two, hypertension, slightly higher today than previously, and she's just been started on lisinopril. We'll ask her to continue to monitor that at home. The goal would be 130 to 140 over 80. And paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. She will be seeing the cardiologist in March for further evaluation, and he's also an electrophysiologist, she tells me. And we would have a follow-up visit with this patient in 6 months, and we'll continue to do labs every 3 months. Mary Stunners, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.